Brothers and sisters, one of the great tricks of Shaitan is that he changes the concepts that exist in our minds. Concepts that are supposed to lead us towards truth. Concepts that are supposed to be our guiding light towards how to analyze what's truly going on in the world. One of these concepts is the Quranic concept of zulm, of jawr, oppression, tyranny. But one of the things that Shaitan does in allegiance with the carnal soul, the nafs, is that he provides you a censored definition of zulm. He keeps for you some of those extremely apparent, extremely explicit instances of zulm, like death and murder and so on and so forth, and then he puts this veil upon everything else. Whereas it was our responsibility as believers to look at the Quran and look towards the Ahlul Bayt to find out what zulm is. When we look towards the Quran, we find that the Quran, when it talks about polytheism, when it talks about shirk, when it talks about including someone else within the wilaya and the system of wilaya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he says this is zulm azim. This is the greatest of oppressions. This is the greatest of tyrannies. And there are so many other examples that I invite you to go again to the Quran and look into its pages and see how zulm is defined within the Quran. In one of the du'as that is often repeated, du'a Kumail, in one of those phrases you say, Salam tu nafsi. Is this, have you killed yourself? Have you committed suicide? No. That zulm, the sinfulness, the fact that we sometimes allow ourselves and abandon ourselves, in fact, to be surrounded by material desires, to be surrounded and become slaves, as the Imam said, slaves to these material desires. This is zulm. I recommend you to read the supplication of the complainants and see what kinds of zulm the Imam talks about when he complains to Allah about his nafs. So brothers and sisters, one of the things that Shaitan does is take these key concepts, take these key ideas, these benchmarks of righteousness, and then give you a deficient definition of them.